act enthusiastic, and you will become enthusiastic.
Hello. This is Radio is this.
Touching music with my fingers.
Most of the curious things in the theory of relativity are connected with the velocity of light. It was therefore accepted that light in a vacuum always travels at a certain constant rate, almost exactly 300,000 kilometers per second. The waves were, though the idea has now been dropped, supposed to be in a medium called the ether, and therefore their velocity ought to be relative to the ether. So the ether was thought to pass through bodies like air through a coarse sieve, only more so. Then the Earth in its orbit must have a velocity relative to the ether. If you go for a circular walk on a windy day, you must be walking against the wind part of the way, whatever wind may be blowing. So with the Earth, if you choose 2 days, 6 months apart, when the Earth in its orbit is moving in exactly opposite directions, it must be moving against an ether wind on at least one of those days. Now, if there is an ether wind, it is clear that relative to an observer on the Earth, light signals travel faster with the wind than across it, and faster across it than against it.
Thank you. It's like calling into the vast unknown and waiting for a response.
Listening to you. Listening.
If it takes a few minutes for an answer to come back and you wonder who and where you are reaching, remember, do not use the emergency channel numbers.
Please close your eyes at this time.
Radio, 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 radio space is empty. Let me try and explain by saying that the vacuum is not, I repeat, not a place where nothing exists and nothing happens. Instead, it's full of stuff and is heaving with activity.
I thought I'd offer you a really brief explanation.
Premessa per l'Europol è che gli stati di
Hello?
Yes.
What's the frequency, yes. Kenneth?
How galaxies are created, how planets are created.
That's the question. Can you answer that?
Thank you.
It is at the edges that time thins. Time, which had been dense and viscous as amber, suspending intentions like bees, unseizes them. A humming begins, apparently coming from stacks of put-off things or just in back. A racket of claims now, as time flattens. A glittering fan of things, competing to happen. Brilliant and urgent as fish when seas retreat.
Thank you. just for the record, Dr. Thomas, when did radio broadcasting actually begin?
Since the dawn of civilization.
I remember that myself very well.
Anywhere there's a radio and a listener relationship, radio, listener, one-to-one-to-one-to-one-to-one relationship between the listener and the listener and the listener and the listener and the listener and
the universe.
I tell you, radio is a world that has to be believed to be seen. Do you know anything about it? What happened to
you? Calm down.
dangerous sort of a word to use nowadays, Vinny. You know, we take things for granted today that we called impossible just a few years ago. Let's call it highly unlikely.
And what did I hear?
I don't know, Ed.
Sounds everywhere. Sounds all around. Sounds up, sounds down. Sounds in the air and on the ground. Sounds before and sounds behind. Sounds in the mind. Sounds everywhere. Sounds all around. Is sound round? Sounds around. Is sound around? Is a sound round? And can a sound be upside down? Can a sound be round? Can it surround? Can it go underground? Through water? Through air? Through a wire? Through hair? Is it there? Or here? Can it disappear and reappear? And when it goes, where does it go? And when I leave you, where do I go? I'm a scratchy voice on a cheap old record. I don't care. I'm in the air.